Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome back to Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com. Appreciate all of you joining us, whether you find the show through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, and other major platforms, or through the Cannabis Radio app. We appreciate all of you joining us here on the program. Coming up, we're going to be speaking with the founder of Hall of Flowers. That's going to be putting their first event in New York City coming up this October. We're going to talk about that and other things that are being planned in the works. But first, Blunt Business is powered by the Buzz CRM. Closing leads, we've talked about so much here on the program, and also just about what you can do with it. Listen, we're in like an AI-based society right now where it's like, you know, I don't want to go into all this extra. Can I just ask, you know, ChatGPT, can I ask Gemini, can I just ask it to just do something? You know, we're getting to that point now where it's just like, okay, you don't want to do it yourself. You like to have something done for you. Well, how about AI taking care of your emails, social media, everything? Chatting while you sleep, all your support. Like, you're a big, huge company with 100 people on board. Imagine if you're going to do that. Get all your marketing leads out there. Reach out to them. Put them in the system. And then all you got to do is close the event again. That's it. Done. Such a low barrier to entry that the Buzz CRM can go and do for you right now. It's a complete overhaul. It's faster, smarter, easier. Listen, I use it every day. Social planning. I want to go and build websites. I got a website builder sitting there as well. If I want to go and do mass emails, whatever kind of campaigns that I want, I can do right now. And I'm not the smartest, you know, knife in the drawer. Okay, I'm not the sharpest knife, but I think I can do pretty good. You know, I mean, I wasn't born yesterday, but maybe I was a little bit born yesterday, but I can figure out with the Buzz CRM. Remember how we always had problems of like, oh, using Salesforce's other platform. And like, you got to go through like 9 billion hours of training to understand what this thing does. This is not hard. This is like really easy. It's like Wix easy. Okay, come on. TheBuzzCRM.com. Close leads for you. Get all the contacts you get received, gathered, organized, and then contact and engage with that customer base that you've built out and close leads. And think of how many people you can actually put on the platform. There's no cap on how many people you can have invested. You want to have dozens? You want to have 100 people? You can. There's no cap. And one price point. That's it. One price point. That's it. TheBuzzCRM.com. I can't sell any better than that. You just got to go buy it. Go invest right now. It's not going to be that much compared to what you could go and do on a regular basis. And it's a whole lot less than you trying to go and buy some staff and trying to train them or even buying the training programs that you need to do this setup. TheBuzzCRM.com. TheBuzzCRM.com. Just do it. Just do it now. But before you do that, well, you can also just kind of fill out the form and do all that good stuff while I go ahead and introduce my next guest. He is the founder of Hall of Flowers, a business-to-business cannabis trade show. Our team has been there several times, especially there in California, for some of the great events that have gone on that have gotten great praise. He also has a personal connection to New York City, having there lived previously, and his co-founder has extensive experience producing fashion trade shows in the city. And the vision for Hall of Flowers he has was to create, quote, not just another event, but a true platform for innovative brands, vetted buyers, and industry visionaries. And he candidly shares the initial challenges of launching Hall of Flowers, overcoming 2 years of no's before its realization, and emphasizing the importance of trust as the cannabis industry becomes more mainstream. This event is coming to New York City, to Pier 36 in Manhattan, October 8th and 9th, and some of the most dynamic voices of retailers and brands in the cannabis industry will be there for the East Coast's most intentional cannabis convergence. I'm here with Rama Mayo. Thanks for being on with me, Rama. Glad to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
With so many changes going on in the industry, and you know, I know for the last couple of months we've been looking for sunlight in the uplands, right? Because of the part where we thought we were going to come into this new year with cannabis deregulation, so descheduling. We thought we were going to have that happen, but there's been some bumps in the road. But the thing is, I see some good positive traction going forward now. New DEA chair. Sure, they might not have said anything about prioritizing rescheduling, but I think that's going to come down the horizon. And things are going to move forward for it. Hopefully just in time for this New York event that you have. So an inaugural New York City debut and a market that's, you know, flourishing right now in the first couple of years as as an adult use market, it's a significant move for this cannabis show. And you mentioned in your LinkedIn post when announcing this that, quote, this one's personal. I lived there for a bit in the late 1900s. And your co-founder, you mentioned about how we were talking before about produced fashion trade shows for over a decade. And beyond the personal connection and logistical familiarity, Rama, what about the market dynamics and regulatory shifts in New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, all the vicinities nearby that make this Hall of Flowers event in New York the right time to do it?
Yeah, so I'm like the most unpolitical guy of all time. Right. My name's Rama. My mom's a super hippie. I grew up skateboarding and in like the punk rock scene. So I haven't really been, and I'm not ever really distracted by the politics. So the changing, the unscheduling, the all that kind of stuff, like super important, obviously, but I just haven't been focused on it. I've had blinders on, honestly. I'm so glad I did, because it seems so frustrating, you know, and the market moves accordingly and all this kind of stuff. So I've just been really focused on our brands, you know. My partner Danny, who you mentioned, you know, he, you know, is the New Yorker as well, and he lived there for a long time, and you know, he still has his 917 number, and you know, he and I, when we started Hall of Flowers 8 years ago, he was talking about doing one in New York as soon as it was time, quote unquote, right? I think why we're doing it, why we think it is time, is just the market itself is killing it. You know, it's beautiful. We go out there, there's great products, great brands. You know, we, you know, we're going back to a venue that Danny's produced trade show events in the past at a long time ago. Oh. You know, so the venue's familiar to us. You know, and we have some partners that live there, and you know, and a lot of the brands in California have expanded outside California to, you know, or even from other states, you know, have expanded to a lot of different states, you know, so there's a lot of brands that are in dozens of states at this point. Right. So, you know, we have 30 something companies, I think, that are doing both our Santa Rosa show and our New York show. Yeah. So very excited. And I like, you know, I say I lived there in the late 1900s because I think it's funny. But, you know, I lived there in Williamsburg, like when it was not safe, basically, I'll say, and affordable, much cheaper. And, you know, it's better now, believe me, I'm sure. But yeah, we're just excited. New York's the capital of the world, you know?
Now, as we may mention, we will talk somewhat about Santa Rosa, but the real interest to me is just the fact you're going to bring this show to New York City. And you know what? It's a great time of year to go and be there. I mean, I don't know of over the last 15 years or so going to conferences over there and just thinking going to Midtown Manhattan, you get off the plane, 50, 60 degrees, maybe daytime high. It's like, you know, a little bit of jacket, you know, hoodie weather. The weather's good for it. It's brisk. The leaves are changing already at this point. It's a good time of year to be there. It really is.
I haven't
thought about, like, you know, the thing about where it is in Manhattan right here, Pier 36, having this two-day event. Yeah. And, you know, what's amazing is that you had a lot of change in the industry where it comes New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. Actually, it's got another bill coming up to try to go and go adult use there, which is great news. So all these markets can be opening up, and on site you'll have on site sampling for licensed retail buyers, hundreds of brands presenting flower concentrates, drinks, topicals, etc. A breeder's village with rare and emerging genetics, an access lounge for private networking, deal making, conscious packaging, and sensory driven design showcase, immersive booths, lounges, cultural programming. And the fact is that, you know, while you said you might have those that exhibit already at your other shows, whether it's in Santa Rosa or in other areas of California, and now you're coming over to the East Coast, you know, tell me about the demand for this show to go make the East Coast jump.
Yeah. Well, we've been on the East Coast actually for the past few years because we've been doing the show in Toronto.
Oh, okay. All right.
Right. So okay. This, you know, so this actually is kind of taking over what we were doing in Toronto. We've kind of decided to you know, and consciously we're going to start. Danny, really, my partner, was like, we should start on the East Coast. We'll start in Toronto because it's legal there.
Right.
And that will help us like a little bit on in New York. Right. We didn't, you know, not obviously exactly, but, you know, just even this idea here. So, yeah. So, you know, that's, yeah, it's, you know, it's exciting.
But at least you can go to East Coast without going with a passport. That's the important thing. Good.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, flying anywhere now, you need it, you know, or you need the real ID now, you know.
Well, the good news is now on the flights, you don't even have to go and take your shoes off anymore to get on the plane, which is a real nice thing in security. I got really tired of that, especially when I had extra 110 pounds. Trying to go and, you know, get your shoes back on after that, you know, like, you know, the breathing experience is rough, man. I'll tell you what. So, as you mentioned before, only thing you put the point about that the Hall of Flowers conceived not just as another event, but a true platform, and that you are making this trip. And what would actually stand out with this New York City show, aside from all the great retailers you have? I mean, one thing is, you know, there's a whole lot of diversity, a whole lot of social equities in the space. It's been made very prominent and important in New York State. Yep. And also in New Jersey, and just what you have coming in. What can you think about some of the exhibitors that you already have that are coming in that might get their chance to finally get exposed at a Hall of Flowers event?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So, you know, we work with different all the time social equity platforms at the California show because we think it's probably the most important conversation in cannabis, social justice and social equity. Right. So, you know, we've worked with a handful on both sides of that. You know, we had an Edwin Rubis stage at the show last year in Santa Rosa, who's someone that's still in prison, you know, now for it, like 30 plus years. You know, and we have worked with Freedom Grow and Randy Lanier a lot on the show. If you're familiar with Freedom Grow and Randy Lanier, but that's, you know, people that are still incarcerated essentially. And then, you know, also people that are have been released that are trying to, you know, get their lives back together. And that's like an art focused thing. So in New York, we haven't announced what we're doing there yet, specifically and who we're working with, but, you know, it will be something similar, but we also want to work with the locals. You know, like, it's super important to work with as many local companies as possible, whether it's the social equity or social justice, or even in the art stuff or the food or the events, you know, the culture itself. You know, we, you know, it's really important for us to like do New York proud, you know?
So the show's been going on since 2018. And the industry is maturing, more digital communication tools are becoming more prevalent. So, you know, one thing was coming out of COVID was trying to get back to that in real life, back to real life networking atmosphere. And, you know, been building upon that and where it's gone now. Obviously, we're way up, well past that, but still to try to continue to engage people and get them to go and make the trip and come to the events, whether it's in California and now in New York City coming up. Talking about any elements or initiatives you have to help increase that face-to-face engagement and help, you know, create the reason for more people to go and get together face-to-face?
I love it. I love the question. So that's really like my side of the business probably is like making sure that people feel like they have to go or they're going to miss out, you know? So I could talk about it for hours, to be honest. It's like there's too much stuff that we do. It's all I think about. So I'd say there's like, you mentioned ChatGPT earlier on the AI, you know, when you're doing your ad read, you know,
right.
And, you know, we're like both feed in that space. Right. And especially on like strategy and psychology and things like that, you know, like we have this thing that we track every show for the past, you know, 7 years, and it's the attrition rate of the buyers, right? Meaning like how many buyers sign up and then actually don't show up, right? Because it's free for them. You know what I mean? The show is, we don't charge them to attend the show, the buyers. So it's, you know, easy for some of them to wake up the morning of or the day before and be like, oh, I don't want to go, or I'm sick, or I got to deal with my dog or whatever kind of thing, you know? And so, you know, I think like those are the things that we really focus on, like really specific things, tracking like each human. Because it's such an invite-only curated show. You know, the thing is, like, really hand-selected. You know, we offer tickets for sale, you know, on day two. They're very expensive because we don't really want just normal people to come to the show and just walk around and bother our exhibitors. You know, the show is built only really for, you know, buyers of shops, of retailers, dispensaries, you know, to go be able to buy wholesale products from brands. You know, so my partner, you know, they did some of the biggest fashion trade shows ever, basically. And so when we went to Hall of Flowers, like, we designed the booths and the shelving and the tables, everything is for people, other buyers to shop. You know, like we give you exactly, like, scientifically what will be most effective. You know, we don't have any shelves that are low in the booth. All the shelves are like eye level. We have like really high tables. There's nothing low because, you know, no one wants to bend down and look at and read something, you know? So it's so like, so intentional, every part of the show that we built. Cause again, my partner is just like a genius before anything. And then after that, he's a trade show expert. Now, I ran a little fashion trade show before I even met my partner, in 2008, I guess it was called United. And it was in New York City, and it was fashion trade shows like what my partner Danny did, but it was much, much smaller. It was, you know, it was 300 brands kind of thing. My partner did shows with, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of exhibitors.
And I can imagine those kind of shows where you have the ad agency there, Dumbo, just the expanse of marketing, advertising, and just the brands that would be there or can make their way to New York City so easily to be a part of events like that. When we come back, Robert, we're going to go and come back, and I want to get more about, you know, the legacy of what Hall of Flowers has come to be and what has become to be recognized by the industry since 2018. And we'll go more into the events that are coming up again in Santa Rosa, September 10th and 11th, New York City, October 8th and 9th. You can go ahead and get tickets right now. You want to be a retailer exhibitor? You want to be there at the show? Need to be there. Hallofflowers.com. Make sure to go and take a look at the website and get your tickets to go and secure them right now as we go to break. We'll be right back here with Rama Mayo of Hall of Flowers, founder of Hall of Flowers, here on Blunt Business after a short. Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm here with Rama Mayo, founder of Hall of Flowers. HallofFlowers.com. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, it's coming to Santa Rosa, September 10th and 11th, New York City, October 8th and 9th. And when it comes to the legacy of Hall of Flowers and how this show came to light in 2018 and maybe beforehand.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You've talked about there were 2 years of no's that you had to go and deal with. Getting the show put together and brought to fruition and being laughed out of rooms, quote-unquote, before Hall of Flowers became a reality. That's attributed to the breakthrough, you and Danny's ability to build it and focus on execution, structure, logistics, and the relentless focus on compliance. So the partnership that's been made together and also the connection you've had with all these businesses together and meticulous execution on forming the strategy for launching, how you have made such a prominent placement for yourself, again, doing in Toronto, doing a lot of shows in California, and now going to New York and starting another market to go and put the show out on an annual basis. Tell me about lessons learned you've had right now in trying to replicate Hall of Flowers, which people might recognize as a mostly West Coast show, as an East Coast.
What was the question you said? Tell you what about it?
Well, first of all, the fact that you got the show to happen after all the stuff that was even put, all the pushback you got. Then you got it.
In the beginning. Yeah. I mean, literally people thought I was crazy. People laughed me out of rooms. Like, you know, and like these are big companies that everyone has heard of. If you're not involved in cannabis, maybe, But like, you know, people thought I was stupid, you know, because no one would ever go to a trade show and buy weed. And again, I did a fashion trade show. My partner, co-founder, you know, Danny, who's, you know, he's a CEO of Hall Flowers, you know, he ran, you know, major fashion trade shows. Our other partner, Aaron Levant, is also a major trade show guy, a big media guy. So, you know, but I essentially was getting laughed out for 2 years and then finally convinced Aaron, you know, to come in on it. And he was like, okay, I'll do it. But this guy, Danny, has to run it. And I was like, perfect, let's go. And, you know, Danny kind of says that like it was my dream, but he made it a reality, you know. And I know execution is way more important than vision, you know, and I'm the vision guy. I'm like the idea guy. Right. But I know that the getting the work done is the most important part of that. You know, idea versus execution is always a big conversation. And I'm an idea guy, but I think execution's more important, you know? So yeah, that was like in the beginning how we did it. And finally, you know, you said meticulous and compliant. And these are things that Danny definitely is, you know, he's a very numbers guy and very black and white and contract and, you know, liability and compliance and wants to make sure that everything is done super proper and, you know, the super professional. It's really like a, you know, an unbelievable skill set to have. So we finally launched years ago, you know, in California because I met them.
Right.
Going into New York, you know, it's the first thing he said again, before we even did the show in Santa Rosa, he's like, we're doing this in New York. You know, every year he's like, when is it going to be ready? You know, because he's done more shows in New York than anything.
And I think about the fact that Hall of Flowers has existed as long as I've been hosting this program, which I mean, it feels like a long time because I took this over from somebody else. But being 7 years going into space, but I can tell you one thing is that, you know, I have never seen a show like Hall of Flowers by name become so recognizable with the industry so quickly. Because the brand name now is synonymous and it has grown so fast. And, you know, it's people can't look at it any other way as how it is because of the fact that it's become mainstream. It's got a lot of mainstream press, a lot of trust with what you're doing. Yeah. And it's their consistency also of the events that people keep coming back more and more because of how it's set up. So Hall of Flowers is becoming that mainstream event. It's almost like, you know, think about South by Southwest. It's like that's synonymous for tech, for business entrepreneurship. Hall of Flowers feels like it has that same level of branding right now. I really do. And I just want to know what you feel about the fact of the growth of the brand. And when people know that Hall of Flowers is coming to their town, how much of a impact it makes.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for the comparison. And that's my fantasy was that people, we could build it into a South by Southwest one day, again, coming from the music industry.
Yeah.
I was doing South by Southwest music festivals, I mean, a long time ago, right? Like 2000 kind of thing, like 25 years ago, 20 years ago, I was doing South by Southwest music events, you know, at the coolest clubs in Austin at the time and all that stuff, you know? And, so to get that comparison is incredible. So I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Of course.
You know, then the question was, so you had me at South by Southwest. I blurred out since you said that, to be honest. And then what was your question after that? Sorry.
No, it's just the fact that you've grown the brand so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
That is a testament for what you and Danny and Aaron have done together to create the brand and make it so quickly.
Yeah.
So fast to get to this.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, right? We have like 80,000 or something followers on Instagram, yet the event really is for like 4,000 people at a time, basically. So I don't like why, what's going on here? You know, it's become this thing where it's like a very popular and like a festival kind of feel and look and vibe. You know, we did open it to the public last year as a test run. We liked a lot of it, you know, some people didn't like it, you know, that were involved in the show, like the retailers, you know, it took away from there. you know, their time and stuff like that. So, you know, we didn't do the consumer one again this year. We're going just back to what we've always done, the B2B. You know, but we are thinking of how we can do consumer stuff, of course. And, you know, it's a super conscious thing where I feel like I'm one of the best branding experts, you know, in cannabis for sure, if not the number one or top five type of thing. But it's a small pool right now. You know, I need to be like the best when everybody comes in, you know, and over the next few decades, you know, and in that world, I'm very small, you know, so we consciously built the brand, the every little piece of it, it was intentional. You know, we're experts in branding and marketing, and you know, that's what I bring to the table. You know, my partner is experts in trade shows and logistics and business and things like that. So, you know, I ran an ad agency building brands for 15 years, you know.
Amazing. Then, you know, and you can tell that experience that you've all had culminated and collaborated on together to build this show. Yes. It does stand out. That's why there's a reason for that. And I think, you know, there should be, somebody should actually go ahead and do a case study on how quickly the brand was able to go and come to fruition and become so prominent so quickly. That's something I would love to see more of. Again, I'm here with Rahm Amayo, the founder of Hall of Flowers here on Blunt Business. And coming back from a short break, we're going to go and talk about how some of the Northeast's top brands are going to be at this show in New York. And we'll also touch on the Santa Rosa show coming up. That's going to be later on into the fall, September 10th and 11th in Santa Rosa, October 8th and 9th in New York City at Manhattan's Pier 36. We'll talk all about that more. And the website to go ahead and get your tickets and learn more about what's going on and be a part of it. It's halloflowers.com, halloflowers.com. And, of course, you can find where you can find them on social media and all good stuff over there. Go ahead and look at the website. We'll be back with final questions after this. We're rounding the home stretch. I'm here with Rahm Amayo, founder of Hall of Flowers here on Blunt Business. And as we mentioned before the break, there are a lot of top brands getting their chance to go and get that showcase. Some of them might have already gone to other shows in California or Toronto or even the Las Vegas show you might have had there. But right now, the Northeast top brands are going to be expected to be at the New York City show. Some of them have already been confirmed right now are Housing Works, which is the first legal dispensary in New York City, and a champion for social equity, Terp Brothers, The Flowery, Cannabis New York, Travel Agency. A number of these people we've actually had on our grassroots marketing and our Blunt Business programs. So a great roster there to go and bring in. Can you tell me anything about criteria, vetting processes being in place to select the top brands? Obviously, like you said, when it comes to tickets, you might put a barrier to entry to put the tickets a little bit higher because you only want the right people to show up and engage with the exhibitors. Tell me about the brands that get to be.
Yeah, we turn down hundreds of brands. That's the other thing. My partner, yeah, it's crazy. Like, not crazy, it's great. But like, because, you know, every other show that exists, you know, in most industries and in cannabis for sure, if your check clears, you're in. That's how it works, right? You know, we have a waiting list of brands. There's dozens and dozens and dozens of brands. I don't know what it is, I could tell you, but, you know, it gets huge at the end. And it's brands that we think take away from what our goal is. Again, we're trying to bring in, like, cannabis sales. You know, if we want, like, licensed cannabis brands to come to the show, that's who we want as the exhibitor. You know, that's what it's for, you know? So New York does sell a lot of accessories and, you know, dispensaries there, you know, everyone I've went to has sections of rolling papers and bongs and other kinds of, you know, puffcos and all that kind of stuff. So of course they can fit in too, but, you know, we turn down a lot of like packaging companies and weird battery manufacturing and like, you know, just different stuff that aren't like brands, you know? So, yeah. So we'd rather not sell a booth to like, and people even know, whoa, you asked that for the end, you'd sell it to anybody. We'd literally rather not sell it to somebody.
And that's a different side of thinking from what other conferences I've gone to in the cannabis industry. Because I think about that they're all kind of just open to whoever. And the one thing that always bothered me, and I think you really do point this out, is that there are among the attendees, there can be a lot of pretenders. And they'll, here's my card, here's my thing, and then they're going to give you some pipe dream of something that they have, or they might have some product they might show you, but it's like, really, some of this stuff is just, you know, is suspect. very sus at best. And the fact in New York State, I mean, I know you have, there's a lot of illicit market there, a whole lot of shops with a big green leaf on it, and so many operations that New York City has to go and crack down on a regular basis, and the Office of Cannabis Management can only handle so much. So the vetting process for people to know that come to Hall of Flowers, only the best of the best, and only the ones that make the cut. And, you know, have you had to make any adjustments to what that cut is, or is it pretty well defined what that cut is for those who get to be part of Hall of Flowers?
Yeah, I mean, it's like super strict.
Has it changed much at all, or is it pretty much, it's still like
not really. No, it's been strict from the beginning. It's been, you know, again, like my partner, I remember trying to go to Danny's trade show when I was like in the fashion industry, and I tried to get into his trade show. I didn't know him at the time, and I couldn't get into it. And I was like, no, but I'm part of the thing. I was like a guest of the trade show that was next door to him, you know, like, and they wouldn't let me in. And I was like, guys, like, you don't understand like who I am. And they like kind of thing, like, you know, obviously like who's, you know, who my dad is, like, I'm just joking, but you know, and they still wouldn't let me in. So that's why I was so excited to work with Danny, is because I knew that they were really intentional about how to curate it. Right. So if you're a buyer, you know, that data is so important to us that, you know, we have, I was going through with my team last night, Chris G, who, you know, really runs a lot of the day to day for us. And we have like 8 categories if you're coming from the dispensary of who you could potentially be. And we filter them different ways because, right, you know, we don't just look at it like the dispensary's coming. We look at it like the buyer's coming, or the purchasing manager's coming, or the floor manager's coming, or the owner's coming, or the license holder's coming. We look at it like very, you know, in a very strict way. So, and then the exhibitors are the same thing. You know, we don't even sell tickets to day one. Like, you can buy one, you have to apply. We look at it and we review and make sure that like you're from the industry and you'll add value, you know, but it's so ridiculously strict. And that's why it's part of the success of it. You know, it's because of how highly we curated, not just the booths, but the attendees, right? Because nobody wants to be bothered. Like they're buying a booth from us because they want to sell their products. They don't want to be like pitched to join a new, you know, whatever, you know, advertising agency, or pitched to join a new, you know, whatever from a PR company or whatever it may be, you know, so.
Exclusivity. And it's not the kind of exclusivity when I think of New York. I don't know why I thought this, but Studio 54, see, you know, Ian Schrager, Steve Rubell, and the kind of exclusivity they pandered out there, not like that. We're not kind of going that route. But what's interesting, too, is that, you know, while you have who's going to be able to go and come on in, I guess the other part that would be very important is that you want those that are going to, that already are, they're already burdened with the regulations of what New York State or wherever state they're coming from, and they will adhere to the compliance you have to set for this show in New York. So
yeah,
all this, like, the landscape in New York is still evolving. The state, you know, it's relentless focus on compliance. Danny and Aaron have made the point of that. And I want to know what you could tell me about setting up for this new show. Any regulatory nuances right now in New York State's requiring, or the state's requiring Flowers to be fully compliant?
They haven't released their event license stuff yet. You know, they haven't actually put it out yet. They have been talking about it, and there's ideas, but they haven't put it out, and they're going to put it out allegedly before our event. So we're like we're trying to be compliant without even knowing what the law is. You know what I mean? So it's fucking crazy. But again,
well, they're going through a lot. They got an overhaul going through. They're in the middle of an overhaul right now. It's been tough on.
Yeah. But this is the game. I could have never done Hall of Flowers without Danny, because literally the compliance side, you said relentless. I don't think people understand how hard it is. This is why, like, why there's not a lot of people trying to do events like this, is because when you get into it, it's so difficult to do a compliant event. It's in general, you know, you have the police department and the fire department, all these things you need to have approved. Now you have to need other regulatory bodies need to approve it as well. And then they all have to kind of work together, you know, and they've never really done this before, these cities. So when we went to Palm Springs, they had never done a cannabis event like this. We had Danny had to go sit with literally the city council and stuff, and stay there for weeks at a time and figure out how to do it. You know, same thing with Toronto, same thing with Ventura. I mean, Ventura, this is a true story. We went to Ventura to the city council meeting so we could speak to them about the idea of doing Hall of Flowers. You know, and we have like signed letters of recommendation from the chief of police and, you know, the fire department from these other cities. Like we have such a huge economic impact. Like just that alone, it's millions and millions and millions of dollars of economic impact that Hall of Flowers makes to the city, right? That we don't see, right? That the, you know, the local businesses make, right? So they fucking love us, these cities, right? And it's like, people are just smoking weed and chilling out. They're not like partying, going crazy, doing drugs, drinking, you know, like making a mess. There's never been problems at any of these events. So we went to Ventura. Danny's going to speak there to the city council. This is literally a true story. At midnight on a Monday, we're still there because the city council still goes till everyone's done. And I had to leave at this point. I'm falling asleep in the little church pew thing, like midnight on a Monday while we're just waiting to see if we can go introduce ourselves to city council. And I'm like, Danny, I gotta go, dude. I'm dying. I'm exhausted. And he's like, okay, I'll stay and see if I get time to speak with them. And he stayed there till, you know, whatever it is, 1 a.m. to like just get to speak for 2 minutes, you know. And then he goes back the next day to speak to some other person. He sat there for hours and hours and hours just to get these events to happen. You know, it's really unbelievable.
Also got to make point of the choice of the venue. So Pier 36, you know, it's 125,000 square feet for this particular facility. The views, you have a 15,000 square foot deck overlooking to the river. You can view downtown Manhattan, South Street Seaport, Manhattan and Brooklyn Bridges, and the Statue of Liberty. That's a great view out there, day or night, whatever it is. And I'm really fascinated by the idea of having this event here in the first time and where you chose the venue. Tell me about that part. It wasn't like you decided the Javits or anything like that. What is it about this particular venue that felt like this was the right place?
Yeah. So Danny did shows at all the venues. He's done them at all the piers. He did the show at Javits, and he had two ideas of where to do it, two different piers of where to do the show. And we had calls with them and then went to visit them. And, you know, he had done shows at both them in the past. So he already was familiar with layout ideas and, you know, some his little flow, as he calls it. And I think this one just worked out. You know, I believe we even had like, he's done shows at these venues, you know, so, yeah.
So for those looking to go ahead and come to Hall of Flowers, what do you need to be to go ahead and be at the shows? Again, a relentless level of compliance. And also, you want to make sure that the people are going to be coming in, they are vetted, licensed professionals, seasoned retailers, investors. That'll be out there. You'll have artists, herbalists, wellness practitioners, storytellers, looking to bring something new into the space. And if you're looking to maybe open a dispensary, build a community focused product, explore your background in healing, design, media interests, and with the evolving world of plant medicine, if your path such as cannabis culture, conscious business, Hall of Flowers is a place to go and be. And again, they're going to be in Santa Rosa, California, September 10th and 11th, New York City, October 8th and 9th. And real quickly about the Santa Rosa show, as you mentioned, it's been an adventure. It's been in various areas throughout California since 2018. So tell me about what's going on with Santa Rosa coming up before the lead up to New York City.
Santa Rosa, you know, it's a place where we debuted the show, right? So we know it best. And we are, like always, experimenting and changing it up, right? So we're like redoing the flow. So we're literally like changing the entrance of the show from the past shows. We are gonna really focus and concentrate everybody into like a smaller kind of footprint there to really, you know, we even added an aisle in one of the buildings. So we're really gonna like just fine tune again. Danny calls it the flow, right? So like from you, when you get out of your car, what happens and how do you do walk the whole show and do a nice big circle and come back in, you know? And So that's a very ongoing topic. Every week we have a call about it, you know. And so we're going to, like, change the floor plan, you know, do a little delight and surprise kind of stuff. We're adding a few new things. We added a breeder's village that we're doing with Skunk Magazine. Julie there is, you know, a legacy, you know, operator in the space, and she curated like 30 different cultivators or geneticists, really, to bring seeds and showcase seeds and products and do like little meet and greets. And we'll have like a schedule of when all the different breeders are going to be coming into the, you know, to the show, which is super cool. They have their own section, you know, outside, and their own little like, cool lounge area thing. We have a section we're doing, grown women grow weed, or grow women good weed. Oh man, I'm butchering it. Spenta, I'm sorry. Spenta from our team does a female focused lounge, at the show. So we're going to be doing that. We have a buyer's dinner that we're working on. I'm hoping we confirm it. It should be confirmed this week. I'll know it's confirmed, but it's okay. I don't mind if we don't end up doing it, but that's something we're working on this week. And then I have this thing, this new thing that we are doing called the Bud Tender Blitz. And essentially we're, again, super vetted. You have to upload your ID, the whole thing. But we're inviting out like 500 bud tenders for day two. To just connect and meet the people behind the brands that they're selling and things like that. So probably going to develop that thing a little more, the Bud Tender Blitz, because it has huge potential, of course, you know. And yeah, but that's, you know, we always are experimenting. We're always changing the flow. Like, no one wants to go to the same thing twice, really, you know. So we have the same booths and the same, all the stuff that we own, right, all the displays. But we literally like change the, it's like rearranging the house every year just to make it seem fresh, even though it's the same bones, you know.
There's also some draws that you always have in terms of the people that always show up, what kind of companies and the kind of people that you also bring together as well. So through the years of Hall of Flowers, you had, you know, a lot of great companies out there, Jeter, Raw, Cookies, Houseplants, Dizzy, Wild, Zigzag, Cure Leaf, Fresco Labs. Yeah. Thought leaders you've had come in to go and speak, Gary Vaynerchuk, Chelsea Handler, Bobby Hundred, Chef Gordon, you have Seth Rogen, Tiffany Haddish, Wiz Khalifa, and Kevin Garnett have been at past events. Who knows who you have in New York City? Can you tell me about anybody in particular that you might have that's in the woodwork, or is that still kind of under wraps?
Yeah, we're still working on it. You know, we don't have like huge budgets for that kind of stuff. Even like you mentioned Seth Rogen and stuff. Seth Rogen like came to the show for free, you know, and just walked the show and took photos of people and the whole thing, you know. Like, we have people like, you know, that just, you know, Redman came to the show for free. Like, Kevin Garnett comes to the show, like, you know, like, it's crazy, you know. Beast Mode came to the show, like, you know. So so I think that's going to depend on who's available in New York, right, like that week, right? That's always how that ends up playing out. The good news is there's a lot of cool people in New York.
Oh, absolutely. I think that you're not going to have an issue with it. If they know the event's coming, they're going to be there.
Yeah, that's what I think too. We've been hit up already by some people, and these would just be guests, so I'm not going to put them on blast or say their names, but crazy celebrities already that have said, their management have said, hey, if blah, blah, blah is in town, she wants to come to the show or whatever, you know? And then for people that were booking, like Shep Gordon, Chelsea, Gary V, you know, those are people that we booked, but, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk's a partner in all my cannabis businesses. And, you know, in my partnership in Hall of Flowers is through Green Street, and Gary's my partner there. So I don't know if Gary's going to be available to attend the event, but obviously if he's in New York, I'm making him come, dragging him over there. But he wasn't sure when I hit him with the dates. He said he didn't think he was going to be there, which is okay. It's not the end of the world, but we do want him. And, you know, and then a lot of the brands work with celebrities, you know, on their side. So, you know, we haven't really talked to many yet that have given us people, but a few people have come to us that were at our exhibitors and said, hey, blah, blah, blah is an investor. Could we do something with them? You know, kind of thing. So, yeah.
So I'll tell you, I look at what you have done so far, and actually, MG Magazine talked to you a while back, you and your co-founder, Danny Diamond, and the idea was about the fact you actually book shows at CBGBs, other iconic venues throughout New York City, Danny doing the top fashion trade shows we talked about, exclusivity all this year, where the people need to be, and the fact you're doing it in New York City. Tell me about, you know, the fact that you're couple months away from getting to this point. Finally, it's going to come to fruition. Here we go. Tell me about the excitement of what this show is going to bring and the fact that this freshness of getting another event in a place that you're so familiar with that you've kind of always wanted to go into.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the show is a platform, right? You mentioned that before. Like, we really look at it that way. We look at it like it's just like a place that we create for the brands to show up and do their thing, you know, and the buyers, you know, together, right? So it's like a dance, you know. So really, the brands and the buyers, they complete the show to us. You know, we're kind of setting the dance, and maybe we're playing the music and getting the punch bowl out or whatever. But they need to dance, you know, and come together and you know, form partnerships and place orders and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I'd say that's like, you know, that's what we do. There's not really like any kind of like magic or secret trick. It's just we have the production of a total, you know, machine in Danny and the skill and like the team that we have there. It's a huge team. Like the production behind it, the setup days, it's like 100 people over there or whatever, like, you know, crazy. It's like a huge fucking production. It's like on any other level of any trade show that exists, you know? But it's curated in a way that is very specific because I love weed and, you know, I want to keep the authenticity in cannabis there. And I want everyone to see, you know, the potential in the smaller brands and the bigger brands at the same time. And I'd say like, you know, we just, every touch point is just thoughtful, right? So everything's intentional, you know, that we have there. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that's it. I don't think I really answered your question, but that's like the best way I can answer it.
No worries. That's so totally fine. So one more time, hallofflowers.com. And of course, where it all started, September 10th and 11th, Hall of Flowers will be in Santa Rosa, California, and making his jaunt East Coast to New York City, October 8th and 9th. And remember, that is at Pier 36 Manhattan. Open to licensed retailers, brands, media, and investors. And retailers can attend for free with a valid license. Make sure to get yourself there to go in October. Oh my God. Great time to be in New York City. And well, for me, anytime. I love just walking around, just getting around that whole city. Let me just walk there for days. I could just do that. And I'll be happy. But me anyway, too. That's what it's got to be. And again, Ron Mamayo, founder of Hall of Fires. Thank you for putting the show together as always. And, you know, best of luck with what's going to happen in New York City. And hopefully we get to be at the event as well. And thanks again for making your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Hopefully you're going to make the show.
I would love to. Hey, any excuse to go to New York City would be wonderful. So,
yeah, there you go.
There you go. Hallofflowers.com. Make sure to go and get your tickets now. Get to the event. Make sure you don't miss out. And thank you, listeners, as always, for listening to Blunt Business. We'll talk to you next time.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.